President Biden is inheriting, as we know, a politically and racially divided country. How does one begin to heal from that divide? One of the ways other war-torn countries have done it is through something called transitional justice. Anna Miriam Rocatello joins us for more on this. She's the Deputy Executive Director of the International Center of Transitional Justice and a former UN official. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You've used transitional justice techniques to help build back up countries after wars. It's a technique you say should definitely be applied here in the United States. What exactly is transitional justice?
So transitional justice is generally defined as that set of measures, or as I prefer to say, political processes that are applied to provide justice in contexts that have witnessed a massive number of violations of the most fundamental rights, to an extent that the social contract between citizens and institutions has deteriorated or collapsed at times. And therefore, it is imperative to renegotiate that social contract based on equality and recognition and protection of the rights of everyone.
Okay, so you said a couple of things here that really stood out to me. You said it's after a recognition of wrongdoing that has happened. We still have half of this country that does not believe that what we experienced during the last administration might have been problematic, but there are some similarities there that you found. So here in the United States, you said that transitional justice should be used to address systemic abuses and harms linked to the legacy of slavery. How would this work?
It's really up to the society where it is applied to determine what processes works better to reach, as you mentioned at the beginning, for example, a historic narrative that is shareable, to provide the most ample acknowledgement of wrongdoings, to offer restoration of rights and prevention that those wrongdoings, abuses, and violations will not occur again.
Okay, I think hearing you speak, a lot of us are wondering, what are some real life examples? Some of this work, especially around repair and reparation, is already happening across the United States.
First of all, I would like to mention also the various initiatives of truth seeking and truth telling that have taken place over the years in the United States, like Ferguson or Greensboro, and that now, after the summer, have now been considered and being implemented by cities at the local level. The Massachusetts, for example, Lynching Truth Commission is one that we are closely looking at and trying to assist. So truth is certainly the cornerstone of any political transition, to have a base that can inspire reforms and corrective measures.
I hear from you over and over again the word truth, truth. As President Biden laid out in his inauguration speech yesterday, Americans don't have a shared truth, though, on history and what's happening in this moment. Do you see this as the biggest challenge impeding this work of healing? And really, what do you think needs to happen first to begin this work?
So the issue here, at least in my personal opinion in the United States, is not that the truth is not there. The truth, it was well documented in a context that is highly institutionalized, that has produced the most eminent historian, activist, and political analyst. So the truth is out there. The issue is how to share, how to speak about that truth, and how to reach those that, for a different ideological position, do not see that truth or do not realize how a legacy of racial injustice has permeated the contemporary history and slavery has transformed into other forms of discrimination and marginalization. That is the challenge, and is a challenge that is everywhere, in every context, where we undertake the big challenge of changing. This is a long, these are long processes that require multiple policy choices to make the change effective.
That's Anna Maria Mercatello, Deputy Executive Director of the International Center of Transitional Justice. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.